get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. this morning. Show is thanks to Curtis Ferry Services. Island Explorer Special. $99 return to Curtis or Facing Island. Pre-book your tickets now.
Oh, fun, Tim.
I've done it. It's a good trip. I did it with my family. Yeah. We did it on the garbage run day, and we had a good day. So no matter if they're transporting garbage in trucks or you're going over there for a cruise, it's an absolute treat.
And Tim, coming up after 8 o'clock, another absolute treat was getting to hang out with a couple of the superstars from the Port City Power yesterday.
Yes, we had a bit of fun. We went there to have fun, but I also went there almost as like, I didn't tell you, but I went there as a tryout for me.
Right.
Because I've always thought I could be a professional basketballer if I really put
Except
my heart to it.
You haven't got the height or the skill.
Yeah, my ankle hurts. I've got a few torn ligaments and tendons, but that doesn't matter. It was the tryout will tell you how it went after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because we've got something really special happening tomorrow night at Hebron Stadium. We'll get to that as well.
That's
but Tim, we're also going to be joined by one of the councillors involved with EcoFest this Sunday.
Yep.
It's going to be an epic day down at Tintoon Botanical Gardens.
Yep. EcoFest is going to be absolutely fantastic. The Botanical Gardens are beautiful. Again, I visited them this week. What a beautiful place.
Mate, you've been doing a lot of touring.
I know.
No wonder you're getting no sleep. You need a rest.
I just need to see it all, Jess. You could almost, would you almost call that of me being ungrateful of where I'm living because I'm taking so long to get around and have a look at everything?
Yeah, probably. Well, you've been here a while now, buddy. Catch up.
I would like to present something to you and to Central Queensland to see if you think that what I'm describing is being ungrateful.
Right.
It has to do with a couple that's expecting their first baby child and the husband's trying his best to impress his partner. She's not so jazzed. I'll tell you more about next. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Get into the mindset right now. So if you're listening, close your eyes and pretend that you and I have just started a relationship. Well, no, we're not. We've been together for a very long time.
I need to open my eyes. That was too much.
It was a nightmare. we've been together for a long time, and we're expecting our first child. So we're all there right now, right?
Yep.
And I'm so excited.
I finally have a reason to be fat.
Yes, I'm so. Come on, mate. What are you doing? Anyway, you're the worst. So I'm super keen. Mm. You're pregnant. You're loving it, and I'm just trying to be the best pre-birth husband that I can be. Right.
Okay.
So I am making sure you're okay. You're a few months along.
All right.
I'm sending you messages.
Have I started showing?
Yeah. I'm sending messages.
Where is this going? Why?
Just
am
let
I,
me get I, there. Stop I, interrupting. So we're enjoying life. We love each other. I'm messaging you, making sure everything's okay, because obviously I'm excited. I don't know. I've never had a baby. I don't know what I'm doing.
Sure.
I get nervous, though, when you don't reply within 30 or so minutes because I think something's wrong.
Yep.
I want to spoil you because you're beautiful, so I'm buying you flowers. I'm buying you gifts. I'm buying you books. I'm buying you all these beautiful things.
Where is this magical
human?
Once a week.
Also, I'm writing love letters once a month.
Oh, my God.
Just a love letter.
It has been just like an aggressive amount of time since I've received a love letter.
A love letter to you, a love letter to our future child that we still haven't named because we're just going with it. We'll see what happens when it's born, you know.
Well, this is a bit cute.
Would you say what I'm doing with us right now is too much?
No, but I like a guy that's a bit full on. Well, makes me feel less full on.
Intense is the word used.
It is a bit intense. I've got mates that would absolutely shut that down immediately.
Books, jewellery, clothes. I'm just spoiling you.
Yeah.
Because I'm just excited.
Well,
I'm
I am
just
creating life at the moment, so.
Well, a mother that's in this situation, this is what happened before she gave birth, she was saying that, look, I love my husband very much, but I feel like it's getting a bit much. She posted this on her mother's Facebook group, used the word suffocating and that he's being needy. And the word ungrateful has been thrown at her face like a baseball.
Oh, yeah.
From 1,000 different directions. Do you think that she's being ungrateful?
I've got a mate right now who's just started dating a guy and he's doing all these things. And she was she sat him down and literally went, you know what, if you ever want to see me again, you need to cool it. Just shut it down and let's just like actually start dating properly because all the flowers
this
and the
keep
gifts,
going.
It's too much. It's overwhelming. I'm not liking it. And I was like, how dare you throw my way?
We all need a Kevin in our life.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up.
I've got some good news for you.
Okay.
Turns out you're 30% more intelligent than those who don't wear glasses.
All right. What's that? Someone's cooking up a storm. Bring it on, mate.
I'm just saying, of the two of us right now, who's wearing glasses?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Right over here. So basically this study, the largest of its kind has been done over in the UK. And it studied the need to wear glasses and the associated levels of higher intelligence.
Well, we both wear glasses. We wear them for different reasons. Just we have different type of vision. You have long sight issues. I have short sight issues. So we both are on the same level.
I'm still smarter than you.
I disagree because I need glasses for when I'm driving or if I need to see long distance, whereas you can't see your own fingernails in front of you, so you wear glasses.
Okay.
And that's fine. If you have a vision impairment, whatever it is, you're smart to me. Don't listen to Jess. She's the worst.
Well, being more intelligent is linked to poor eyesight, Tim. It's also connected to a lot of positive health benefits, and they found that there's negative correlations between cognitive function and a number of health problems, including lung cancer and depression.
Wait, why are you starting R&B Fridays off with like, hey, if you're not wearing glasses, you're a dumbo?
I'm just saying.
They probably can't even, in your opinion, they can't even figure out how to turn on the radio because they're so dumb.
Go down to Silly Solly's, pick yourself up a pair of fake glasses and you might feel smarter.
If you wear fake glasses, you are dumb. That's fair. And I feel like that's a fair statement. I'll go out on that one.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, one of your favourite 80s movies is coming back for a sequel.
All right, 80s movies.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Dancing.
No.
Damn.
Dirty Dancing's already had a sequel.
Oh. Grease. Grease 2.
Yeah, it's already happened.
Grease 2.
Already happened.
Was there a Grease 3?
I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. Not a sequel to Grease. Grease 2 is
it
what I want to say.
Sequel mean?
A triquel.
Okay.
Anyway.
Tom Cruise has tweeted about his return to the danger zone, Tim.
Yes. I have heard rumours that Top Gun 2 is potentially coming back. And look, I'll be a brave man and admit I've never seen Top Gun.
Yep.
I've never seen Top Gun, so I don't care for this.
Okay, well, a lot of people would.
No, but I'm saying a lot of people would, but and it's like one of those movies that, you haven't seen Top Gun?
Yeah.
You haven't seen Titanic? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get through
all
the movies.
Well, I've just started watching all of the Star Wars movies, so maybe you should get on Top Gun. Just saying.
It's only one movie. I don't have to catch up with nine movies like you are, so it's probably easier.
Top Gun 2 started filming yesterday.
Oh, wow.
It's got the same original director is on. So all the rumours started in July of 2017, and now it's finally all happening. Tom Cruise will be reprising his role as Pete Maverick Mitchell.
I'm sure that he'll be like a trainer or an instructor or a washed-out jet
pilot.
It's
funny you should say that. It's called Top Gun Maverick, so it's going to base around him as a modern military man dealing with a bunch of drones.
A whole bunch of hot shots coming through and there's drones taking jobs.
If there isn't another shot of him just like half-naked on a beach somewhere, then I'm going to be very disappointed in this movie.
With heels on because he is still very, very short.
You can check out this story as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
I feel like I've gone through a traumatic experience.
Oh, okay.
And when I tell you, you're probably going to agree. Because I never thought I would see this image that was sent to me by my own father last night. My dad has recently had to have surgery.
Yes.
Because he had a cyst somewhere on his body.
Mm.
That somewhere happens to be his downstairs region.
Yeah, look, not ideal.
Balls. Sorry.
He's doing better now.
Yes, he is doing better now, and he's been recovering, he's back at work, and he's loving life. And I didn't think it was a massive thing that we needed to talk about in the family, because obviously Dad's uncomfortable with it in many ways, physically and internally.
Your parents just got a new puppy, which isn't helping the situation.
It loves to sit on laps, apparently. Lap dogs aren't fun. But I was on the phone to my mum last night. I could hear Dad hollering, trying to talk to me. He's like, Tim! What's your email? And I was like, all right. I said to him, I was like, this better not be a chain email. And he's like, oh, no, I just want to send you something. Because he doesn't understand you can send images through text.
Sure.
So email's the way to go. So,
my dad will just hand his phone to mum and be like, oh, send this picture to Jess.
Dad prints it, hands it out, puts it in the post, posts it up to me. And I hope if you're listening right now, you've never had to witness what I've had to witness in the last 12 hours.
Right.
So an hour after the conversation, I get an email and ding, and my girlfriend's like, is that from your dad? I was like, yes, it is. There's a file.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Cyst.
Oh, no.
I was like, all right, maybe this is the report on what's going on. Open it. It's not the report.
Oh, no.
It's mid-surgery image. Do you want to see the photo?
Do I want to see the photo?
I'll just do a
graphic?
Very graphic.
Who's taking photos in the ER?
That's what I said.
Why does he have a copy of this?
I was like, why are you sending me this? This isn't normal. He was like, did you see? I'll do a real quick turn and burn.
Okay, all right.
Because we can't post it online at all.
Really?
All right.
How bad is it if we can't even post it on our Facebook?
3, 2, 1. It's different, isn't it?
It's open.
Yeah, it's open.
Why is it open? I don't even have any and it hurts me.
Oh, mate. I threw my phone so hard to the ground that it got 3 cracks. I couldn't eat dinner. I had fish. Not anymore. Can't eat fish ever again. So if you ever get an email from your dad, my advice to you, if it's labeled cyst, don't open it.
Just don't open it. Straight to the spam folder.
It's better every...
Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Bear with me. There's one psychic that says she's got an ability.
Look, it's just a small thing that I have that I think psychics are absolute garbage thieves and manipulators of emotion amongst family and love.
Well,
so
this one lady, she says that she doesn't use her abilities because she doesn't feel like she can do anything to help. So she says it's very useless that she has this skill, but she doesn't know how she can actually help people with it.
What? Mate, that's garbage.
This psychic claims that she can smell when people are dying. She smells dead people.
Oh, if you've got gout, yes, no. I'm going to smell that too, but no. I don't go...
Sometimes they don't know. So, like, she first noticed she had this sixth sense when her uncle was dying and she was only 12 years old.
I have one question.
What?
Why are you sniffing your uncle?
No, she could smell a sickly sweet odour and she was like, oh, what's that? Like, and then he passed away. And then it started happening more and more. She said that when she's around people with terminally ill diseases or even if she's just walking down the street, she can smell the smell. And she's like, do I go up to that person and say, hey, I think you might be dying?
Kevin. Thank you.
It's not going to help them.
No. Like,
she can't do anything about it. She doesn't know what is causing the death. She just knows that they're dying.
This is the most BS psychic ever. Normally psychics, I go, all right, I know why you're doing this because you're manipulative and you're the worst. This one, what's the point? Why are you lying about this?
She's not lying, though. This is her skill. She has a skill. She can smell dead people.
That really changes the Sixth Sense movie. I'm really looking forward to the follow-up.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up.
We're super excited about it. And now to joining us on the line to chat about everything that's going down this Sunday is Desley O'Grady, the councillor for the Gladstone Regional Council. Desley, are you super pumped about this Sunday?
Oh, we are. EcoFest is just the most amazing event in central Queensland. So we've got lots of guest speakers this year as well. It's just amazing. We've got a solar boat challenge as well, which is a new thing for the EcoFest this year.
It is incredible, the Tindoon Botanical Gardens. It was actually the first time I ever went just this weekend past. And if you want to go and see, all the different areas of Queensland and the type of trees and plants and stuff like that, it's a perfect place to go. And I'm sure that EcoFest is stoked to be able to access that site for this festival.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely awesome out at the Botanic Gardens. And our theme this year is turn a new leaf and love our reef. So because it's the year of the Great Barrier Reef, as we probably all would know, but yeah, it's just going to be an awesome weekend or awesome Sunday. And so we'd like to, as many people to go along as possible. We usually have about 2,500 turn up.
Wow.
So it'd be great to break some records.
Yeah, and there's heaps of stuff for the kids on all day long. There's face painting, there's activities, there's something I'll be avoiding around 12 o'clock, the Creepy Crawly Show, Tim.
Oh, yes.
I'm absolutely going to be avoiding that section of the EcoFest on Sunday.
you should are the snake show, and, they've got some little lizards and things. That's pretty amazing. That's probably my favourite little store to go to. But, plenty of things to eat and drink. You might notice too while you're there, there's actually everything is biodegradable, so it will be going into the compost. So eating containers will be biodegradable. So there'll actually be a stall from last year there that the garden's going to put on that they actually biodegraded from last year.
Oh, wow.
So then you'll be able to check to see what the compost looks like. Yeah, yeah.
So, Desley, one final question before you do leave. What are you hoping that people get out of EcoFest if they show up and sort of they might not know exactly what your outcome, what your objective is or what you're really trying to focus on?
I really think, you know, with the environment these days, and it is basically on the environment because it is World Environment Day on Sunday as well. So, you know, what you can do, especially with recycling and, you know, with the plastic bag coming up as well, which will be great. And there'll be people there selling actually bags and giving away bags, biodegradable bags. So you can take that shopping. So, you know, even if they get some takeouts like that, and, you know, just for the kids to learn how to recycle properly, they can teach their parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
They are the way of the future. That anyway, Desley. Look, it's all kicking off from 9:30 on Sunday. Wraps up around 2:30 in the afternoon. So come on down. There's heaps going on throughout the day, and of course, I mean, excellent food and drink, as you
That's
said.
That's right. It's at the Botanical Gardens, Tindoon Botanical Gardens. Thank you very much for joining us, Desley.
Awesome. Not a problem at all. We'll see you on Sunday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up.
A lot of people would know that we have a bit of a reward system.
Well, a lot of offices have, like, an employee of the month or a team member of the day.
So we have a chart up on the wall, and you can nominate any other employee throughout the month if they do something that goes above and beyond what they need to, above and beyond their job description.
But see, it's a weighted system because people are assholes in this office.
And they
do things.
You
like,
only say that because
scaled.
You never get a sticker.
Yeah, because I actually focus on my work instead of going out and doing things extra. I just get my job done.
All right. Well, for the month of May, which finished up yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
Yesterday when we left this building, I was in the lead for Employee of the Month.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I only had 2 stickers. It was a very slow month.
Yeah, not a lot of standout efforts in this office, clearly, for May.
So smugly this morning, I rolled on in because there's 2 prizes, a gift that you get from the manager of the office, and you get the good parking spot for the
car park. Essentially, the car park was designed to take it away from me because apparently I had the best car park every day. And I feel like every office has somewhere. If you've got a car park, they've got the best car park.
So this morning, I smugly drove in.
I noticed that you were in a spot that normally is not assigned to you.
Yep, I drove straight into the Employee of the Month car park.
Yeah, brave.
Forgive me. I when I left this building yesterday, I was the winner of May's Employee of the Month.
There was many things that I was shocked with. First of all, you were here before me. I was confused with that. Then I realised where you were parked and I thought, oh, this little so-and-so.
What is happening?
It was a big wave of emotion hitting me very early this morning.
Went and double-checked the chart this morning, ready to, put my slather my face all over the building yet again.
Another tradition.
Someone in this office is now in line with me for Employee of the Month. We have now drawn...
Fight to the death.
2 stickers each. Again, very slow month.
Yep, very slow.
And I don't know whether I win now.
I'd say no. I'd just give it to the other person. Because the other reason you get stickers is because you make cakes.
See, me and this person have both already won Employee of the Month this year.
Yeah.
So I just feel like maybe she should just let me have it.
Maybe no one gets it. That's probably a fair
answer.
If
our manager's listening, come in and let me know.
Yeah, come in and let us know. So Jess can move out of the park that she's clearly illegally parked in.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Joined now by a Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, President Trump had a very interesting guest in the Oval Office yesterday.
Oh my goodness. You know, if this wasn't real life, you'd probably laugh. But this is what happened. Kim Kardashian West went to the White House to have a meeting with Donald Trump. Yes, the two reality stars are now having meetings about the future of our country. And they were just there to discuss prison reform. Now, that's a very serious topic, and it's a really good one to discuss with a president because a lot of people in America are in jail with very extreme sentences compared to their crime, right? Anyway, that's kind of the long and short of that. She was there to discuss prison reform. Her car was allowed to go all the way into the White House, which is actually against protocol. So normally, even if you're a diplomat coming from a different country, your car wouldn't be allowed that close to the White House. She wore all black with a little yellow pump, which is kind of cute. And yeah, and they discussed prison reform. I don't know. I mean, he loves Kanye, so yeah, maybe that's how she got to him.
Is this like someone better that we could be sending
in? No, but you got it. Like, mate, I'm the first one to jump on the Kardashian hate bandwagon. But yeah, when you think about it, Kim Kardashian's a very successful business person.
Yeah.
And talking about with someone with that amount of wealth, you can see those meetings happening.
I mean, go and check out the photo on our Instagram. Just search for HitCQ. Yep. It is ridiculous. It actually looks Photoshopped. Like, if you had posted that photo 2 years ago, people would be like, haha, what a funny joke.
When I saw the photo, I actually, judges, I literally thought it was a Photoshop. Before I knew the story, I saw the photo and I was like, what was going on here? And then I realized it was real life. I was like, this is real life.
Well, thanks so much, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, buddy.
Talk then. Well, bye, guys.
See you, mate. We'll talk Monday, buddy.
Yeah, Monday.
No, sorry.
Friday's getting me.
You guys catch up personally every single week.
We do.
Week,
Dean likes me more than he likes you. You know that.
That's absolutely right.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
About what did you miss because you were fixing your hair?
Oh, mate. Have you got enough time? This is my life.
The reason I bring this up is because over the weekend in the AFL, which I know people hate me talking about, but I don't care because it's my favourite sport in the entire history of anything physical. In the AFL, St Kilda versus Fremantle. No, North Melbourne versus Fremantle. Nat Fyfe, he won the Brownlow medal, which is like the Dally M medal of the AFL a few years ago. Very good player. Has quite long, luscious locks, as the kids say these days.
Locks,
whatever. A stoppage happened where everything stopped. Umpire threw the ball up, and everyone obviously runs at the ball, except for Nat Fyfe.
Not Fyfe,
because he was putting his ponytail back in. One of the best players in the AFL not getting to a contest because he was fixing his ponytail.
This was like the first thing that the girls in my footy team told me. Day one, my first game, they were like, oh, you've only got one hair tie in your hair. Better get some more in that.
Quadruple that B up.
Yeah, I had like 4 hair ties in my bun, making sure that I wouldn't have to fix it every time I got tackled.
Absolutely. And so he's got the man bun or the ponytail, whatever he's got, and he's missed helping out his teammates because he was fixing their hair. It's only became footage actually visible of it just in the last 24 hours.
It's incredible.
People
are
having
a
bit of fun with it. And I'm trying to think, because obviously I have had the same... I've had the same haircut since I was 15 years old, because you know me, I think I deviated once and I was like, oh.
You love to cover your bald spot as well.
Thank you.
necessary.
Thanks for that very relevant point of conversation. But I did get pulled up. I had wet my hair the other day and I flicked it. And the captain of my football club said that I wasn't going to start on the field because I did a sexy boy hair flick. So I got punishment for
all
that.
All right, Bieber.
So I missed the start of the game. So 13, 12, 16, what did you miss because you were doing your hair? I like to imagine you've missed a party because you were just focusing
mate,
on your hair.
If you have been out there, like every girl out there has gone and curled their hair.
Okay.
And then like you finish curling it and you go, this looks garbage. And you end up straightening it again. And it's like a 2-hour process. I've been late to many a thing.
All right. Well, 13, 12, 16, what did you miss because you were doing your hair? Give us a call. And on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, what did you miss because you were fixing your hair?
Yeah, because of an AFL player, and this isn't giving the sport a very good reputation.
No, it's not. Pretty boys. no muscle, no brains.
Missed a contest because he was fixing his man bun.
Yeah. Ponytail. How dare you?
Incredible.
Yeah, Nat Fyfe, former winner of the Brownlow medal, which is like the Dally M medal, so one of the best players in the competition. He didn't get to where he was meant to be. Everyone else is running around. Umpire's throwing the ball up. He's sitting there behind play fixing his ponytail.
Tim, as a professional footballer myself...
Yes, how do you manage with the fame and the success?
I've played 2 games of football now. Wow. I know what you're thinking.
When does State of Origin for Women start? And how are you going to get a selection?
All I'm saying is I never have to fix my hair on the field.
Because you shaved it and it looks great, mate. Anyway, on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, what did you miss because you're doing your hair? And we've got Rachel from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Rachel, buddy, what did you miss because you were fixing your hair?
My grade 12 graduation.
Stop it, Rachel.
Yes, I
did. Were you curling?
I was doing a braids extension.
Wow. So, how did you get the timing so wrong?
Well, it just took longer than we expected. And I started at 7.
In the morning?
Yep.
What time was your graduation?
About 11.
Oh, my God. So what time did you end up rocking up?
When everybody was walking out of the building.
Oh, no.
As we go on.
I went up to my teacher and he's like, here you go.
Here's your certificate. Congratulations, your hair looks nice. Get out of here.
Was it one of those graduate? Because at my high school, we didn't do this, but did they do all right, now presenting Rachel, and you just didn't rock up on stage?
Yeah, I didn't turn up.
Unbelievable. I hope you got some good shots of the hair, though.
I was going to say that. I bet you the hair looked good.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Rachel.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
I love that so much. The dedication to looking that good in your graduation that you forget to go to your graduation.
Anyway, the photos are hard to come by because they don't exist.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, next Wednesday is a very special day.
Yeah, it is.
Not only is it the birthday of yours truly, Jessica Pantle.
Anyway, moving on.
But quick history lesson. Queensland was officially separated from the New South Wales colony.
Good.
On June 6th, 1851.
So a few years ago.
Yeah,
you're slightly younger than Queensland.
Just a little bit younger.
Just a little bit. But next Wednesday, I want to have a party, a birthday party on the show, maybe from just 8 to 9. Just 8 to 9 is a birthday party. Yep. Not for you, but for Queensland.
Okay, can it be 5 till 8, Jessica's birthday, then 8 till 9, happy birthday, Queensland.
This show is not about you. This show is about Central Queensland and celebrating.
The show is called Tim and Jess.
Yeah, but the show is for Central Queensland, not for you. If you want to talk about yourself, you have the other 20 hours of the day to do that. So we need some ideas of how we're going to throw. I want it like a kids' party. I want show bags. I want party hats.
Oh.
I want little lolly treats.
Yeah.
What are some lolly treats that you have at kids' parties? Frog in a pond. I haven't had Frog in a Pond in a decade.
What does Frog in a Pond have to do with, I guess...
Cane toads.
Yeah.
Boom! Design.
All right.
And then
I'll allow your frogs in a pond.
Thank you. But we want the most Queensland party ever. So hit us up on Facebook or give us a call 13 12 16. What do we need for our ultimate Queensland birthday party?
I've got an idea.
All right, here we go.
Pineapple pinata.
Pineapple pinata.
Yeah.
What's inside it?
Pinata.
What's inside it? 4X cans?
Dangerous,
yeah.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit. You ready? Let's go! Let's get pumping.
It's time for R&B Fuel Days.
Thanks to Puma.
For drinks, snacks, or a great feed.
Go to Puma and Rocky, Zilzy and Yipoon.
That's right, pumping out your favourite R&B bangers so you can pump some fuel into your car. Thanks to Puma. I see what we've done there. And the whole thing is we want to celebrate getting people around Central Queensland on R&B Fridays the best way possible, Jess.
And the way that everyone gets around on R&B Fridays, Tim, you don't get around silently. You're always banging out belters in your car.
That's right. So we just need 10 seconds of the best you can offer. Spitting, versing, rhyming. They're all things we enjoy.
Oh, he's not very...
I'm very urban. Right. Anyway, we've got Renee from Rockhampton on 13 at 12, 16. Renee, give us 10 seconds of your best bars.
Yo, collaborate and listen. I start with my brand new invention. Yeah. Something starts to hold me tightly. Go like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
I tried to play... I tried to play the R&B horn. I played a bit. That's the one I was after.
He was just so flabbergasted by your incredible rapping, Renee.
That was incredible, Renee. Look, we'll let you know if you've won, but that was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we've got Donna from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16 as well. Donna, give us your best bits.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'd look a look at my life and there you lies, there's none left. Because I've been pressing and laughing so low that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
Oh, Donna. That got very intense. Thank you very much, Donna. We just need some time to ponder amongst ourselves, I think.
To deliberate.
Awesome. Thanks.
No worries,
Tim, this
buddy.
Is a hard one.
This is a hard
Both
one.
Both were excellent entries this week.
I'm going to go with Renee. What do you think?
Yeah, do it.
I pressed the button wrong again. What is wrong with me this morning, Renee?
It's Friday. Renee, congratulations. Renee. You walk away with a $50 fuel voucher thanks to Puma. Saw your life out, Tim.
Where's my buttons? I got it.
Yeah, just 20 seconds late.
No if you want to play R&B Fuel Days, make sure you're listening next Friday. You can be walking away with $50 of fuel thanks to Puma Fuel Services.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And Tim, Nike I mean, you could say are at the forefront of active fashion.
Active wear fashion.
Yes,
sure.
And look, a lot of people wear Nike slides, especially here in Queensland, where it's quite warm.
Comfortable shoes. I've never worn them, but I've heard they're quite comfy.
Yeah, look, Nike have just released a new version of their slides,
mm-hmm.
and I'm almost 90% sure it's a joke.
Okay.
But they're slides that come with a little fanny pack.
Incredible.
On top of the shoe. So
that's beautiful.
You've got a little zip-up pocket on the top of each of your slides you can, you know, if you're walking along the beach, you might want to store some seashells.
Car keys. Your phone,
headphones.
$2
for a sausage down the road at Bunnings.
Oh. Don't you hate when you have no coins and you see a sausage sizzle?
Mate, it is.
I'd rather get shot in the leg.
You brought in a box of chocolates to sell here in the office.
Coins.
And I have no coins. I haven't been able to get you chocolate all week.
Come on,
outrageous.
Mate. Bring some money and go to the ATM, get some notes changed over. You'll be right.
So go and check them out for yourself at hit.com.au. Honestly, I don't know if they're real. I want them to be real really badly, but
fingers
also.
Crossed.
They're not the most attractive looking shoe.
Well, shoes aren't meant to be attractive. Let's be real about it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. With the Port City Power.
That's right, Tim. You and I got to hang out. And look, I want to say not waste the time, but we did. We wasted the time of two of the superstars from the Port City Power basketball team.
Taylor from the men's team and Milau. From the women's team. We had a chat to them about this weekend's game. Here's what they had to say.
This Saturday, the Brisbane Spines are coming into town to take on the Port City Power, and we're very lucky to be joined by a player from both teams, Milor and Taylor. Milor from the women's, Taylor from the men's. Are you guys excited about playing Brisbane this weekend?
Yeah, I'm excited about trying to get our first win of the season for the most part.
Yeah, trying to get our second win, so pretty excited.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rough start to the season, especially for the men. What have you guys been doing in the lead-up to this week's game in particular to make sure you secure that win?
Basically just running through our sets, trying to get comfortable with each other all over again, doing a lot of defensive stuff. Brady thought our defense was okay last week. We just wasn't lucky. So it's getting better. We just got to keep maintaining it.
Now, I've seen from both the men and the women's games, lots of intensity. Is it frustrating putting in all the hard work and that intensity and not seeing some of the results?
Yeah, it is quite frustrating, especially with one of our main imports injured as well. So we just got to keep positive and try to move forward. We've got a new player coming this week as well, so... just keeping positive even though all these negative stuff happens.
You guys as a team have been working really hard to come together. Like last game that we saw at home against Mackay, there was heaps of shots of baskets, both the men and the women. Fortunately, the men are missing quite a few. Have you guys been working on that? Is that something you guys have been practicing?
Basically, yeah, every day. Like we just talked, you guys saw Matt earlier. He's always in the gym working on his shot. And then me and Casey usually come at night. Everybody's pretty much in here trying to find a way to put the ball in the hole so we can get a good win.
Well, we are looking forward to tomorrow night at Kev Broome Stadium. So thank you very much. And we'll be here cheering on the Power as always. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And if you come down to Kev Broome Stadium tomorrow night at halftime, we have the Hit CQ $500 half-court shot.
That's right. We've decided to put up our own money. $250 each we're putting up.
Mate, you're putting up the money.
You'll see us there at Kev Broome Stadium on Saturday night. Come up to us. We're going to have a bucket with us. For a gold coin donation, you can have a crack yourself. All the money is going to charity, so it's not just going into our pockets.
No.
Unfortunately, I couldn't petition for that. But you will see us this Saturday at Kev Broome Stadium because we are going to be supporting your Port City Power.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.